Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're going to talk about family. And a lot of things about family. You want to tell them what we're going to talk about today?
We're going to introduce y'all to our families.
Yay!
Yay!
You sound so enthusiastic about it.
I've had a long day.
I understand. I have to, you know, building cars for the world, so to speak.
He thinks his job is better than mine.
I'm not saying it's better than yours. I would never say that to you.
Whatever. You know, let's just move on.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about family, and here's the thing. This is probably going to rattle some cages when this is all said and done. So disclaimer, anything that's said on here is how we truly feel. You have been warned. So, Caitlin, do you want to talk about your family first before we start getting into the nitty-gritty about my family?
Sure, honey. So, I was born in October of 1991.
You were born?
Shut up. I have a mom and a dad. But he's passed away, and that's another podcast for another day. But I've never really had a close relationship with him or his family. But I have an uncle from that side of the family that I love. He treats me like one of his own, and so does his wife. I love y'all. We all do, Addie and Justin. Excuse me about that. But anyway, and then I have two brothers from my first stepdad, which I called him Daddy, so, because I don't like that word at all. But anyway, I have two little brothers. One's 19. One is 12 and a half, almost 13. And I love them so much, as you can hear. we fight all the time, but in the end, and at the end of the day, we're always going to be there for each other. Leon is in 12th grade. He's going to be graduating, and he's 19, which I already said there. Y'all, I'm sorry, it's been a long day, but anyway, and Nate is not with us in the upstate. He is at a special needs home, group home for kids like him. And long story short, because it's a very long explanation, he is doing so great, so much better. But he still has a little way to go. So, but we love him and miss him, and we wished he was up here with us, but we know that he is getting great care, and we don't have to really worry about, you know, him getting that great care, because he is, you know. And then my mom got married in June of this year.
Hot wedding.
It was a very hot wedding. It was 97 degrees, I think. Addie was the flower girl, but she made Daddy turn into flower helper.
Hey, I was a sexy flower girl, okay?
No, flower helper, Justin.
Flower helper. Okay.
Thank
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Whatever to you.
You just wish you could.
And then from. Y'all hear him. Like, seriously.
Shall
he's
I do the Mickey voice?
No.
Oh.
He's on his 5-day, so y'all pray for me. Thank you. I'm just kidding. So, from my dad's side, because I don't say step, he's got 2 boys. And then I have a sister-in-law and a nephew and a... Another brother?
I think so.
I think so, yeah. And,
One of them you went to graduating high school?
Yeah, one of them I went to high school with. Oh, no, 6th grade through high school. How about that? I think. Well, oh, that's, you know, we'll get into that later, but we love them all, and we're thankful and happy that they accept us for who we are, and, can't wait to see you for Thanksgiving.
Right. So, I guess it's my turn, huh?
Love y'all. Yes. Yes, it is, Justin.
Okay. So, I was born...
December of 88.
December of 88.
4 days after Christmas, if you want to know. Just kidding.
So, what are y'all going to get me for my birthday? Just kidding.
Coal. That's what you need, is coal.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. I'm the youngest of my family. I have one brother, and this is the disclaimer. This is what that disclaimer was about. So, my brother and his wife, who's 10 years older than him, got married in, what did I say, 04?
I want to think so.
Yeah, it was 04. And
they tried for a baby.
They tried for a baby. For some reason, they couldn't have a baby. Never could figure out why. They tried IVF. Didn't work out. So... We talked about it.
And we prayed about it.
Put it this way. My brother and sister-in-law were... My brother was my best man. My sister-in-law was Caitlin's matron of honor.
Let's just say if we could go back, they would not be the jobs that they were.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean...
Justin, but who knew that they were on act like this?
Well, yeah, I mean, who knew that this was going to happen? But...
Yeah.
So, we find out, we decided... After much thought and prayer...
That we would stop birth control, because I was on it from that January of 17. I got off of it. Actually, on Justin's birthday of 17, and
we went to Charlotte, I remember.
Yep, we went on a birthday, trip, and then the day before Father's Day of 18, we find out that we're pregnant with a bug.
Thanks to NASCAR.
Yeah, thank you, NASCAR, if it wasn't for you. I'm just kidding. Come to find out, Addie loves cars, anything that, like, she loves planes.
Yeah.
She loves cars, ambulances, fire trucks, anything, I guess, that has wheels. But she hates the noise because her little ears are so sensitive to the sound because she's got ear tubes and things like that. Let y'all get back to Justin.
So, my mom and dad, my mom is from here, my dad is from Montana. Actually, he was born in Minnesota. I don't think you knew that, honey.
I think you told me.
Yeah, and he moved to Montana when he was younger.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm the youngest of of the family.
I think you already said that, but we'll go with it.
We'll go with it. And needless to say, when we decided to stop the birth control, everybody was behind on it. I think they were even behind it.
Right? I think so, too. Yeah.
They were like, oh, how exciting.
Blah, you know, blah, we blah, can't blah, wait blah. To do this and this and that with the baby and, well, you know, like babysit and things like that.
Yeah. And I guess they assumed it was still another year out, another year and a half out.
Yeah, well. Surprise!
Well, surprise. I mean,
God wanted her to be in our life then.
Right.
And we can't, there's nothing we can do about it.
So we called them up, all excited. I mean, first I remember real well, we had a flat tire the day that we were going to go tell everybody.
Yep, so they had to come to our house, but I video chatted my family and told them first. And then we told his parents first, next, and then we told his grandparents third, and then we told them, you know, we didn't say that y'all were the last ones or anything.
We didn't think anything bad of it.
No, we were so excited, and I mean, he was going to go get groceries, and sister-in-law was at the house, and she never, I think once she heard that we were expecting, she just cut all ties with me and Justin at the beginning. Deleted us off of Facebook, like a high schooler or whatever.
Right.
And I have not talked to her still to this day. And it's coming up almost 4 years next year. So.
And everything seemed fine when we made that phone call.
Because he's like, okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Awesome. We're going to be an aunt and uncle. Then all of a sudden, the narrative changed. They didn't like the idea. They thought we were selfish for this. And
they thought we were stupid.
They thought we were stupid for it. And so basically, we kind of cut ties there. And the last time I talked to my brother was November, right before Thanksgiving.
Of 18.
So almost 3 years now. And it's sad to see it go that way. It really is.
And every time that Mom and Dad try to talk to them, because, you know, they want us to come together, you know, because Mom's health is not the best, and neither is Dad's, and, you know, grandparents. You know, we want to be one big happy family like we used to be.
Speaking of that, let's change the subject to a happy story, so to speak.
Okay.
Anything exciting happen with Addie today? Maybe kissed a boy?
Oh, that was last Friday.
Yeah, I still can't believe that. I'm going to have to go buy a shotgun.
She, I don't know how many boyfriends she has, but okay, let me count them. 1, 2, 3. She has, like, I think 5 boyfriends at school.
Good grief. Oh, I gotta get that shotgun.
Anyway.
Tell these boys and tell them to get their dirt filthy mitts off my Addy.
They don't mean nothing by it. My God, Justin.
I know, but eventually those boyfriends will become serious boyfriends. Just think about it. No? Not at all?
Corey, I'm tired.
Yeah, no, you're tired. I'm kind of tired, too. It was a long day at work today. It was a long day for you, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun today? And somebody's calling.
Stay by the phone.
Hello. Hey, Mom. How are you? We're in the middle of a podcast. We're talking about family, so.
And we're talking about y'all.
And we're talking about y'all. So. No.
Tell her I don't feel bad. When we filmed it the first time, my mom called.
Put it this way. her mom called in the middle of the podcast too, so.
But yes. That one's been deleted because Daisy knocked it off.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's helped a little bit, hasn't it?
Y'all, sorry. We've been having little heat problems in the house right now, so, yeah. It's helping.
Yes, it's definitely helping. We'll probably need another one, though, just to warm up the house real well. But anyways. Yes, I did. She'll call me tomorrow. She said bill her. Yes. Johnson.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Love you. Okay.
All right. Any day now.
Love you. All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you, Mom.
Sorry about that, guys. I guess we need to start learning. Like I said, we're working out the bugs. Next time, we'll have our phones silent.
Yeah, we're going to have them on silent and turn them off or something because we just can't do that.
Or put them in the other room. I mean,
oh, that's true, too. But anyway.
Where were we? Oh.
We're about to describe what it means to be in a family that support each other.
Yes, definitely support each other.
Oh, you want to talk about your grandparents real quick? Because you do have more than I do.
Okay. So I have my grandfather who
lives near us.
And he's a man that would give you the shirt off his back if he could.
He is so sweet.
He's a wonderful man.
And he just turned 90 this year.
I still can't believe he's 90 years old. Then his wife. My grandmother is, how old is she? 92?
Something like that. 92,
93.
She's a little bit older than he is.
Yes. And then on my dad's side, that's my mom's side. On my dad's side, we have my grandfather who's no longer living. He died,
08.
Yes, in 08. So we got my grandmother who lives in Helena.
Which, me and Addie and Justin and Mom and Dad are hopefully, Lord willing, go see her and let me and Addie meet her because we've never met her. So, and we've been together for 8 years. So, you know, we've talked to her on the phone, which we need to start doing that more often.
How about our extended family? Talking about Tyler and Candace.
Yes, we have the two
best friends
who are the best godparents that we could ever ask for
our little Addie.
And she's got two god sisters who are so precious.
Yes.
And due to busy work schedules and stuff, we haven't really been able to see them much, but we have been, you know, talking to them here and there, but
yes. Yeah. And then my parents have a dog. Her name is Buttercup. And her and Daisy are best friends. They're partners in crime, so to speak.
They used to, when Buttercup first met Daisy, she growled at Daisy.
Oh, I remember.
Mind you, this Buttercup is a small dog, a lap dog. Daisy, over here being a foxhound beagle.
She's a lap dog, too.
She's heavy.
I know.
She's like almost 70, 80 pounds. I can't hold that in my lap. Sorry, Daisy. No offense. She's right behind me, by the way.
I'm taken.
Oh, yeah, and Justin does his little voice for her. It kind of fits her to a T.
I could do the Mickey voice.
No, don't do no Mickey voice.
Aw, you don't want our listeners to hear my Mickey voice?
Maybe next time.
Okay. We'll save that for next time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a whole podcast with me doing the Mickey voice.
You'll be by yourself.
Oh, okay. But another thing you do in a family is you check up on each other too.
It and might not be every. Oh, sorry.
Lost that whole
mindset.
Put it this way, my family really doesn't want anything to do with my brother. However, he's one of those ones that if he came coming back, we would accept him back into the family. No problem.
But if they wanted to meet Addie, they would have to talk to her about it, about why they're not. Because we have a family wall after we moved in, because I've always wanted one. We couldn't have one at the apartment because just didn't have enough room. But now since we have all this room to hang pictures and stuff, we decided to do a project, and we did a family wall. One side is my side, and the other side is Justin's side, and the top and bottom is our pets, Daisy and Buttercup. And then the top is me, Addie, and Justin, and then her godparents and godsisters and her in the picture. And the other day, she was looking at it, because, you know, here she is, 2.5, almost 3.
Odin wanted our podcast information.
Oh, okay.
That was an important text message.
Oh, okay.
Again, like I said, thank you to Odin and Tyr for helping us start this podcast. For without them, you know, this podcast probably would never happen.
Thank you. We love you both.
And listen to Winter's Call with Odin and Tyr. If you want to learn how to be a Winter Soldier or just listen to some of the things they talk about, I'm actually on one of those podcasts as well. So if you want to go see that as well, it's right there. But anyways, back to what we were talking about.
So let's say if his brother and sister-in-law reached out and wanted to be back in our life, we would have a big serious talk, of course. But let's say if it was when Addie turned 5, we have a little over 2 years to go till she's 5, almost.
Yeah.
And we're not going to explain nothing to them. We done all agreed. We're not going to say nothing. We're just going to let them talk to her because it's all on them, basically. But as I was saying about the picture and the family wall, and Addie was in here, so me and Addie was watching TV one day while Justin was working, and she happens to look up. She, you know, she told me who they all were, which this kid's smart for 2.5. She got to looking, and she's like, "Who dat under Papa and Nana?" And I'm like, "Well, that's Daddy's brother and sister-in-law." And she's like, "What? Daddy brother?" I'm like, "Your daddy has a brother," because, you know, she knows my 2 brothers. And we've got to add another, a few more pictures to my side.
Yes, we do, definitely.
So she really doesn't know my dad's side yet, but that's coming soon, hopefully. And so I told her their names, and she acted like she knew them, which was strange, you know. But I think it's because they have features. Yep.
Okay.
Maybe. But she was like so confused. And I just hate that one day she will be asking me and Justin about who they are and why they don't come around. And that's already hurting me. But I've learned to let it go and let God, because
let it go.
Shut up. Here I'm trying to be so good, and here you, oh my goodness. Anyway.
You know me. I'm the crazy one. So, I have the ADHD.
Yeah. Anyway. I just learned to let it go and pray about it and let God handle it, because there's nothing I can physically do. We're not going to drive up there and get out of the car and bang on their door like I want to so bad. But we're giving them space, and that's all we can do, and just pray for them, because I, like I said, we just can't do no more. So Hopefully, yeah. one day soon, they will wake up and find out who is there for them the most.
And here's the thing about it, honey. It wouldn't be such a problem, but the fact of the matter is, my mom is in poor health. Be praying for my mother. She is one of these ones that would be considered high risk for COVID-19.
And my mother as well. We'll get to her in a minute.
And
also his dad, too. My dad. Oh, my goodness.
My whole family's high risk, apparently.
Yeah. Well, your mom and dad and my dad are diabetics.
Yep.
And my mom found out that she had stage 2 or 3? Colon cancer?
Stage 3
colon cancer back in April 22nd, which was our 4-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
That's not funny.
I know, I'm just saying.
That's not funny, Justin.
I wasn't trying to be funny about it.
Anyway, so she is getting chemo for that right now, and she has her good moments and, you know, her not so good moments, but we're just praying, and she's got just a little bit to go, and by Christmas, she should be done taking that for a long time, hopefully.
Yes, let's hope that's the case, really.
Because I still need her. I think we all do, but I still need her for, like, advice on being a mommy, you know. My mommy questions.
So, you want to talk about Addie a little bit?
Sure. Let's talk about our diva.
Oh, yeah. She is a diva. She has your attitude.
She got yours too, buddy.
No.
Justin Michael.
Don't tell my middle name.
Whatever, Justin Michael.
The whole world's going to know my middle name now. Yes, Addie's a little diva.
But she is so cute.
So sweet as well.
She's one of the most laid-back kids I have ever met. Like, if she starts wanting to cry after we tell her something, like, no, she'll cry for, like, a second. And then when I say dry it up, she's like, oop, dry it up. But she's spunky.
You know what they call that?
What?
Trying to get what they want.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Right?
I still kind of do that with you.
Yeah, you do.
And you give in.
No, I don't.
Most of the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you do it too. Like headphones. Last week, he's like, where's my headphones? And I'm like, Justin, they're probably at the last place you put them. Well, last Saturday, me and Addie was outside for a few minutes, waiting on Dad to come get us so we could go to and Halloween thing at my work. And a trunk or treat. And my foot touched something. And I was like, what is this? His headphones were laid out there, broken. He rolled over them. And then he asked me, well, can I buy some new ones? I was fighting tooth and nail. I'm like, nope, you're not. You're not going to get them. And guess what I did today? Bought him some more freaking headphones, and let's just say if he does that again, he's really not gonna get none. No headphones.
So you want to talk about your day?
No.
No. Same here.
No. Let's just prepare for tomorrow, cause tomorrow's a new day.
Yep. Short day for you too.
Yep.
I don't have to work.
He's on his 5-day.
See, that's one great thing about working at BMW. But I will say this. During that split week, you're recovering. During that 5-day, you're recovering for like 2 days. So you only really get 3 days off technically. But we're not going to go into that.
And this is your first weekend in a while that you haven't had to go do a Clemson game.
Yes, that's true.
Because they're on the road this week.
Yes, this. Hope they beat that team from Kentucky, those Louisville Cardinals. I hope they beat them.
Let's just pray for them because they're going to need it. Anyway, let's just get back to our family.
How do we go from so high with Clemson to so, yeah.
Some of the kids had to go to NFL, apparently, because they couldn't hang around there no more. Just kidding, love y'all, and if you're hearing this too, hello.
Wow. By the way, what's up, weather?
I can't hear you when you're yawning.
Sorry, I was yawning. But you want to tell them about what we got from Dabo Swinney in an email one time?
So Justin invited him and his family to our wedding. And apparently they couldn't make it that day because I think it was the spring football game.
No, it wasn't the spring football game.
Or something. I don't know. They had another obligation. See, y'all, I'm just tongue-tied. Anyway, we got to find it because I want it framed and hung up.
Yeah, we do have to find it. I can find it on my email.
Yeah. So, it was so cool seeing that we got the email from him. So, I was like, well, that's okay.
I've met him twice in person.
I've met him zero times in person.
He is such a great guy.
So, Dabo, if you're listening, hey.
You really think Dabo's going to be listening to our podcast?
I'm just kidding. Well, we got connections.
Oh, it would be awesome if
we got connections. We got connections.
I know we got
connections. We just got to send it to the right connection.
You've also met Hunter Renfro.
Oh, yes, I did.
I woke you up.
So, me and Justin, we do the Clemson games, you know, like we said, on his, you know, his downtime from BMW. So, I was pregnant with Addie, and it was like, I think one of the last home games that they had. And when I was just laying my seat back, and I went to sleep, and Justin woke me up, and I'm like, what you want? And he's like, honey, there's Hunter Winthrow. I'm like, what? So we got our picture taken with him, and I think we were crazy. I think we scared him a bunch. So.
Probably.
God bless.
He probably was like, you guys are crazy.
No,
like,
he was.
Yeah, I'll take a picture, but.
He was super sweet, though. He was so sweet. But anyway.
And then we also know that Reggie Merriweather tailgates in the area that we work in. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
Yes, he's actually in one of the spots that we run security for.
Oh, okay.
He works for WCCP now as a on-field analyst, I think it's what he is. I'm not really sure. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah, so.
If you're listening, hey there, too.
You are silly, Caitlin.
Well, I'm exhausted from.
I think we're all exhausted from the day.
So, we might be back on here tomorrow. I don't know. We might, since I have an early day tomorrow. Let's just go ahead and say we might be back on here tomorrow.
Yeah, we might be doing another episode tomorrow because
I'm getting
it up to at least 10 episodes before we start having guests.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a guest of our podcast, we will provide an email for you to email us to let us know that you want to be a guest.
It could be parents.
Parents.
Because I would want to do how to train your 2.5-year-old to go potty without screaming.
Oh, boy.
We're having
the potty training.
We're having a time with our daughter. She does not do it at school. Her teacher got them all new, cool potty charts. Bless her heart. Some of them have, like, one on there, you know, her included. And I'm like, girl, And her other little friends are like right passing her. And I'm like, girl, you need to go potty. No! No! I was like, yes, because you don't want to be 18 instead of wearing a diaper.
I don't think that's possible. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it depends. Yeah.
But anyway.
If you're listening to this, depends.
But we're not trying to make fun of nobody, you know, which, you know, we understand, you know.
We're just making fun of me.
Yeah, we're just making fun of Justin. Let's just poke fun at him.
Right.
But, yeah, we just need help potty training our daughter. So, if you have any tips, we would love to hear them, too. But I just want to talk to, like, a father or mother duo like we are. Please give, we will, if y'all ask for an email, we will provide it for y'all.
And, here I thought potty training.
Oh, yeah, he thought it was going to be a piece of cake. He got this book, How to Train Him, How to Potty Train in 3 Days. I said, yeah, we're both going to take off of work and, like, clean up the accidents because, you know, you're going to have a ton of them.
Oh, geez, did she have some accidents? The time we were
half
driving.
A day, half a day. Well, we tried half a day, to be honest. But after Thanksgiving, it is on. We're going to be potty training that girl. So, please, right. Like I just said 2 times before, if y'all have tips, tricks, comments, concerns, I'm just kidding about that last one.
They're probably concerned about me.
They're probably concerned about me because I'm, like, half here, half, you know, I'm exhausted. Like I said, I'm exhausted.
Right.
But, yep, that's all I have to say tonight.
But anything else you want to talk about before we go?
Did you hear? That's all I have to say right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're going to call this one end to this podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see y'all next time. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.